Hello, good evening, miss. My name is Joe and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I'll be as brief as possible, okay? Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Nope? Okay, thank you. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I always vote, definitely.
Okay. Now, I know I'm not supposed to ask a woman this, but it's on
I'm 60. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm not too concerned about it.
How old did you say?
60.
Oh, you sound very young. I apologize. Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Are we talking politically, financially?
In general. Yes.
Dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Probably very, right, at this particular point in time.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, and depending on how you feel. Now, if you have not heard of what I mentioned, just let me know, okay? What about woke culture or wokeism?
I would consider myself woke. Oh, yeah, you can't get away from it. So, I am not anti-woke, so I guess that would make me woke. So we will put that at 100%.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
How about 0?
Okay. What about public schools?
75-80%.
Okay. What about the National Education Association?
Oh, boy, they're in turmoil, aren't they? We'll still go 75%.
Okay, thank you. What about Moms for Liberty?
0.
Okay, what about charter schools?
Oh, yeah, 90%.
Okay, and the U.S. Department of Education?
Boy, they're still in turmoil. They need help, too, but still, we'll still go 75.
Okay, and public school teachers?
100.
Okay, and Joe Biden?
100.
Okay, and I do want to thank you for taking your time, and I'm going to move forward here so I can get you back to your evening. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just good right now.
Okay. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
They're getting better.
Okay. Now,
you're talking in my neighborhood, right? In my area?
Yeah, in your area, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following that I'm going to mention? Please rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means that where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number for this. Okay.
So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Is it in my area nationwide?
Nationwide. Okay.
Because California would be different than New York, and I mean, it's just different. So.
Okay.
But okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Be ready. Does it prepare them to be ready for higher education like college? What do you feel from 0 to 10?
Probably 7.
Okay. Develop critical thinking skills.
probably 8.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Well, anywhere but Florida, it would be a 9. Okay. Can I count out Florida?
Yeah, what matters here is your opinion. That's what matters.
Okay.
Now, what about
49 of the states, I'll give a 9.
Okay. What about developed social skills?
Yeah, I'll give an 8.
Okay. What about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Oh, 6.
6, okay. What about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Yeah, I mean, 10.
Okay, now moving forward here, so what happened? It says, okay, let's move on.
I'm in no rush.
Okay, would you say...
My mom used to do opinion surveys as a job, too, so I'm fine.
Okay. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Oh, we spend quite a bit. Give me those 3 again. I'm sorry.
Not enough, too much, or about right?
About right.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing?
A lot.
At all? Okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Boy, and you're just talking Florida all over the place. I know quite a bit.
So, okay. What about, now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this? Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. How do you
strongly disagree?
Okay. And teachers,
I learned all that stuff when I was in school. I'm rather well adjusted.
So
I'm telling you.
So yeah, I'm 50 years old. So when I was, we worked. Now teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with this or this?
I agree.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it.
Okay. You can tell I'm opinionated, so let's go.
Yeah, I hear. And I see that you know your stuff, that you know what you're talking about. Okay, I like that. Now, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, or sexuality. Do you strongly support this?
I strongly support.
Okay. What about increasing discipline in schools?
For like students, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I strongly support that.
What about adding an ethnic studies to the unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I think it would only help. So I agree. I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
I don't know enough about ethnic studies to say. You know what, though? That's all good. So let's strongly support that one.
Okay. What about giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
I strongly oppose.
What about making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornography or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues?
They're banning Shakespeare. Give me a break. I strongly oppose.
Okay.
I mean, come on now.
When I was young, I thought that, Romeo and Juliet? I thought that was kind of, but when I took time to read it, I'm like, wow, that's a novel.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I cried.
Now, oh, yeah.
Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kinder through 12th public school curriculum?
I strongly support.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please
bring it on.
Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Boy, that was long. So what I'm saying, if I strongly agree, is that I agree that teachers ought to be able to fight to teach all the diversity and all the things and fight back against the radicals that don't want them to teach, right?
Yes.
Okay, 10.
Okay. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
That's very convincing.
And working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
Strongly agreed. Okay. 10.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree. Or 10.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Still strongly agree.
Okay. Now, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Do my dogs count?
Okay. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
How old is he? Yes.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or a homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Do weddings count and funerals?
It's
church. We'll say never.
Okay.
Now, unless weddings and funerals count.
Okay. Now, I'm almost finished here. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No, neither.
Okay. Now, is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Now, Miss, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You have been a great help. This concludes our survey, and I do want to thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
That one was kind of fun.
Okay, yeah, it was. I had a ball. Thank you for your time. Okay?
It has to be anti-Florida. It's like, come on. That's everything Florida's trying to do. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.